The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Friday, everybody. It is Friday, May the 20th, 2022. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. A lot to get to on this Friday edition of the show, as we are now 902 days since the last time Ohio State beat Michigan on the football field. Unfortunately, did not get that same result that we were hoping for in tennis that we got in football this past fall. We'll get to that in just a moment. But welcome to the show. We are going to get to the recruiting roundup at around 7:45. We'll get to John U. Bacon in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get to Saban versus Jimbo all morning long, pretty much, it feels like, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. Of course, we're going to get to Saban versus Jimbo. It's gold. It is absolute gold. Jimbo calls a press conference just to respond. Coach Prime was a little more muted. No, a lot more muted in his response when he finally brought it yesterday. That was what Sam was waiting for. Sam got the response he was waiting for, but it came from Jimbo. We'll get to that in just a little bit. And talk about that throughout the morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, online at WTK.com. As I mentioned on the tennis side of things, unfortunately, the Michigan tennis team, their season came to an end last night. They actually got to doubles point, but then in singles competition, Ohio State bested Michigan, and the Wolverines were unable to finish off the deed in that contest. They lose in the quarterfinals last night of the NCAA tournament, and it's hard to have that perspective in the moment, right? You know, you want to talk about what a great season they had, but in the immediacy of a loss, of any loss to end your season, which of course is just pretty much just about any loss in college sports, unless you win the last game, right? You're losing your last game. Unless you win a championship, I should say, you're pretty much losing your last contest in just about every sport. It happens. So, except football, where I guess you can win a bowl game and not have it mean a whole lot, but you do win your last game. Anyway, for the Michigan men's tennis team, they had a great season. They compiled the third most wins in program history. They won the program's first Big Ten tournament championship since 1996. They made the first Elite Eight appearance for the program since 1988. Phenomenal season by all accounts, but you lose in the quarterfinals, so that was last night. It's a bitter, disappointing loss, and you lose to Ohio State, so it just throws salt in the wound. But phenomenal season by Coach Adam Steinberg. They had wins over number one, number two in the country throughout the year. They were phenomenal. And they got to a terrific spot, obviously getting to the Elite Eight. They'll have the chance for some singles competition next week as well. Disappointing end, but a great season for the as a team. Again, individuals still have a little bit of competition left to go. But as a team, the season has come to an end for the Michigan men's tennis season. And hopefully they can have, you know, that perspective in the moment. Hopefully we will not be very soon, at least early in the weekend, having that conversation about the Michigan women's golf team. They start their competition at the NCAA finals at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale, Arizona, later on today. Not that long from now, really, but they will do it, get it underway a little bit later on today, and hopefully their stay in Arizona can be as long as possible, right? That is the hope. Not an easy task, but that is the hope. Yesterday, the World Golf Coaches Association announced the Division I watch list for the player and the freshman of the year. And on the list, Ashley Liao from the Michigan women's golf team. She is on that watch list, the Big Ten Golfer of the Year. Six top five finishes, including in the Ann Arbor Regional. Three wins this year. She is on that list for the Division I Ping WGCA Player of the Year. She is on that watch list. So it's pretty cool to be on that list. It's tough competition. If you look at Lon, leading score, the Stanford's freshman has the leading score with an adjusted average of 69. Well, that's pretty awesome. The UCLA junior with an adjusted average of just over 71, which is just a 0.01 better than Ashley's adjusted score. These numbers are awesome. But congratulations just to be on the watch list. Good luck to the Michigan women's golf team. We will be following along, obviously, as their competition gets underway today. Also following along today, we will be watching Michigan women's softball. We've been talking a lot about them opening the regional in Orlando at 3:30 this afternoon, but I assume it's weather related. They have moved the competition up. The game today starts at 11 a.m. They moved it up for a new time to make sure, seems like at least anyway, to try to get it in before the before the weather. So schedule change. The game now today against at the UCF softball complex, Michigan versus South Dakota State. The regional opener is now on. It's still on ESPN Plus, but it's now at 11 a.m. today. So it's been moved up by 4.5 hours. So plan accordingly. Chance to watch the watch it on TV or follow along, and hopefully the Wolverines can pick up some wins. Hopefully a fun weekend for Hutch's softball team. Would love to have a chance to talk to her about a super regional appearance next week when she's here on the show. So good luck to Hutch and her squad. We'll be following that one along as well. And then the last one for here on campus is the Michigan baseball team. They got their weekend series with Rutgers underway last night. And it was a 9-6 victory for the Wolverines at Ray Fisher Stadium. And combining that with other results from around the league, the Wolverines have clinched a top 8 spot in the Big Ten baseball standings, which means they have clinched a spot in next week's Big Ten baseball tournament in Omaha, Nebraska. When we talked to Coach Bakich on Tuesday, we were kind of talking about, you know, is there a magic number? You know, do they kind of look at it that way? And he talked about maybe 2 being the magic number. And, of course, 2 being your magic number, it's a combination of, you know, you getting 2 wins, that would just take care of it itself, or other teams around you picking up a loss while you pick up a win. And that's what happened, obviously, because Michigan got a win, some losses happened around them, and it was a nice night. They honored and remembered the late Moby Benedict prior to the game last night, the Michigan great baseball coach who had passed away. And so it's alumni weekend. They're doing a lot of different things to honor different teams. Is it tonight that they're doing the anniversary for the 1962 team? And then tomorrow is senior day. So a lot of things going on with the Michigan baseball team all weekend long. But the most important part of it is getting the win last night. We didn't know when it would come, but we were expecting Michigan to get this clinching victory and get into the postseason. But Rutgers tied for first in the Big Ten with the best record in the league, along with Maryland. And so you knew it wasn't going to be easy to get wins, but they got the big win last night. They got off right from the start. Clark Elliott with, I believe it's his 3rd leadoff home run of the season. And he is making the most of his season. He's now, and he hit 2 in the game. Michigan had 5 in the game overall. As Noah Renard got the win, Cam Weston picked up the save. The Wolverines did a heck of a job getting the victory. Last night, again, as I said, it was Elliott picks up the home run in the first, and Stewart gets a home run in the first to take a 2-0 lead. But in the second, Rutgers ties it 2-2. But then Burton gets a sack fly, scoring Bertram in the fourth. Elliott hits another home run, making it 4-2 in the Michigan in the fourth. But in the fifth, Rutgers hits a 3-run home run to take a 5-4 lead in the top of the fifth. Well, Michigan rallied immediately. Obertop home run to right, 2-run shot, making it 6-5 Michigan. Joey Velasquez, home run to center, making it 8-5. Another 2-run shot, so 2 2-run home runs for the Wolverines in the fifth inning, making it 8-5. And then a bases-loaded walk for Riley Bertram brings in Fry to make it 9-5 in the sixth. Rutgers does pick up a run in the eighth to make it 9-6, but the Wolverines hold on from there and get the victory. You had O'Halloran start the game, goes 4 2/3, pitches 9 innings, gives up 5 runs. Does have 6 strikeouts, so very up and down performance for Connor in the game. Renard comes in, pitches an inning and a third, gets the win, has 3 strikeouts. 3 of his 4 outs recorded are strikeouts. Does also give up a hit. Chase Allen pitches 2 innings, gives up a run, but holds it for the most part. And then Cam Weston comes in and pitches the 9th, a solid inning in the 9th with strikeout to pick up the save. As I mentioned, home runs, Elliott had 2, Stewart, Obertop, and Velasquez, a terrific key victory for the Michigan baseball team. And I had a chance to stop by the facility yesterday during the day, went and had a brief chat with Coach Bakich, and we were talking. My visit wasn't about the weekend series, but during the visit, we did talk, of course, about the weekend, and you could just sense. And I saw him also on Wednesday night at Xavier DeGroat's the Xavier DeGroat Autism Foundation event. And you could sense when I saw him on, Wednesday night as well. And then when I saw him yesterday, there, it's kind of that feeling when you know you've got your team doesn't always play to capability. And it's not even that you're playing to capability. It's just that the baseball bounces aren't always going your way. And sometimes that's your doing. Sometimes it's just luck, right? But you feel like you're due. And yes, They were due, and they got it last night. Big victory. Hopefully they can pick up another win. If not two, I'm not going to be greedy and beg for a sweep, right? But can you get two out of three? Can you get some good feelings going? Can you get some positive momentum going into Omaha? Maybe that can, we've seen this before, right? Maybe that can kind of give you a little kick in the butt and get you going and maybe springboard you to a postseason run. If nothing else, have a postseason run in Omaha. That would be a lot of fun for Eric Package and these Wolverines. So a big win last night at the Fish for Michigan. And now we'll see, obviously, how things go from here. We're going to get, as I said, to Saban versus Jimbo. In fact, Jimbo's response to Nick Saban was so good. He spoke at he had a press conference yesterday. He spoke for about just under 10 minutes. And it's gold. And I could paraphrase some of the stuff for you. I could read some of the quotes to you, which we're going to eventually do that anyway. But we could, and we will, just play it for you because it's real. I mean, it's gold. I mean, if you should watch the video because you can see just the way he walks in. There's a certain amount of presence that he brings that he's not super happy. Now, Jimbo is a very flawed delivery guy too, right? It's not like this is exactly someone that we think has a pristine image and has been pristine his entire career at Florida State and now at Texas A&M. So, again, kind of like Jose Canseco in Juiced. It's a flawed delivery of the information, but it's not necessarily that he's wrong. He's just a flawed source of delivery. But before we get to a break, also last night was the, or yesterday, excuse me, it was the first day of the, it was the opening round of the second major of the golf season. And wow, what an opening round for Rory McIlroy. He shot 5 under par yesterday. He was phenomenal. He's playing with Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. We were talking about that million-dollar club, the billion-dollar group. Needless to say, the billion-dollar group had an amazing amount of fans. Now, you had Spieth finish at plus two. And then Tiger got off to a good start, but in the end, Tiger did not play. He ended up finishing plus four. He did not play well. He got off to a good start, though, in the first round. He was one under, but eventually leveled off on the, actually, I believe he got the two under, and then eventually leveled off on the front on his back nine, which is where he started it, and then he was, I believe it was four over, actually, on the front nine. He really struggled to keep it going, I should say, because he got going. But that group had crazy crowds. Will Zalatoris is in the group in front of them, and they're talking about how everybody's basically watching over their heads to see what's going on behind them. It's a remarkable thing to see at a golf tournament when everybody is watching Tiger. That's why I tried. If I was at the PGA, I would find out where Tiger is. You find out where that billion-dollar group is. Maybe you want to see them once. Sure, you want to see them come through. But for the most part, I want to see who's playing on the other side of the course because it's empty. And you can see all those people and relatively easy. And it's just really tough to see wherever Tiger is. Obviously, wherever Tiger is, it's super crowded. But a bunch of guys under par yesterday for the opening round, 26 players, in fact, were one under or better, led by two-time PGA champion Rory McIlroy. His best opening round in a major in a long time. Can he sustain that? That remains to be seen. But some of the traditional Americans that usually do pretty well, Patrick Cantlay recently has been competing in some of these events, plus six. Brooks Koepka, multi-time major winner, plus five. Dustin Johnson, plus three. I mentioned Spieth, also Morikawa, both at plus two. Internationally, John Rahm, one of the top players in the world at plus one. Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world at plus one. So a lot of these guys really struggled yesterday with the course. Southern Hills playing really tough for most. We'll see how it plays out today. See if there's any weather changes, any wind changes, that kind of thing. To see how it goes. But looking forward to seeing how it progresses through the weekend. I love having the PGA in May as opposed to being in August. It's kind of the ramp down of the golf season. This is we're really stepping things up in the golf season. And for us at home, yeah, we're hitting the links. If we haven't hit the links yet, we'll be hitting the links over the next days as it is that time up here in Michigan as our golf courses are looking great. And it is officially golf season here. And looking forward to watching some fun PGA golf a little bit later on today and then over the weekend as well. We're going to step aside, take a break. A lot to get to here on the Michigan Insider. So we'll get to that break more on this side, including Jimbo's response to Nick Saban. We'll get to that next year on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.